Good evening. Welcome to the six-week Ellie Drake teleconference. We'll be getting this call started shortly. Good evening. Welcome to the Ellie Drake six-week teleconference. We'll be getting this call started shortly.
Good evening, everyone. This is Ellie Drake. Welcome to the call this evening. We're going to go ahead and get this call started in just a couple of minutes. I'm excited to have all of you on the call. I'd like to go ahead and connect with you for a second. You can tell me who you are, where you're calling from, and we're going to be getting these calls started in about 60 seconds. Who do we have on the call tonight?
Hi, Ellie. Deborah from Hawaii.
Hey, Deborah, I'm sorry I was on mute. I didn't hear anyone but Deborah. Deborah from Hawaii, welcome to the call tonight.
Thanks from California.
Honolulu.
Okay, who's from California?
RC from California.
Fabulous. Good to have you on the call. Who's from Honolulu?
Charlotte.
Fabulous. Charlotte, welcome to the call.
Hi, Debbie from Ohio.
All right, everyone, welcome to the call. I thought we had these types of calls on Monday evenings, but check it out. We have a lot of people on this call tonight as well.
Beatrice from Miami.
Miami, welcome to the call.
Thank you. Glad to grow from upstate New York.
Fabulous. California, upstate New York, and a whole bunch of other awesome entrepreneurs on the call who I did not hear, but I felt your energy. Welcome to the call.
Chicago.
Diana,
New York.
From Iowa. Very good. Iowa, New York. Welcome to the call.
Hi, this is Kristen from California.
I heard you. Welcome to the call.
Thank you.
Alabama.
From CEI.
Okay, fabulous. I heard Alabama and I believe California. Welcome to the call, ladies and gentlemen. Good to have all of you on the call. We're going to have an awesome time together learning a lot of information. Hopefully that will become knowledge and therefore your experience over the next 6 weeks. I am honored and feel privileged to have all of you on this call tonight. One more time, tell me who you are, where you're calling from.
Mike from Montreal.
All right, fabulous. Good to have all of you on the call, ladies and gentlemen. What I'm going to do is I'm going to go ahead and mute out the call. We are recording these calls so that we can have them available for any of you who may miss them during the next 6 weeks. And I will go ahead and mute out the call, and I'll give you some instructions before I do so. However, at the end, these are 75-minute calls. And the last 15 minutes or so of these calls, I want you to make sure you write your questions down. All I ask you is to have a relevant question that has to do with this particular call. And chances are, if your question doesn't have to do with this call, it will be answered during the next calls as we go forward. And how you get the operator to go ahead and receive your request and bring your question with you online is by pressing *0. Write this down, *0. So when you have a question, you might as well go ahead and request the operator by giving them the question, because we may have a lot of people asking a question and we may not get to you, and I will answer as many questions as possible during the last 15 minutes of this call. With that, let me go ahead and mute out the call, and once I do so, I'll give another small introduction and we'll get the call started. Here we go. Fabulous. Good to have all of you on the call. This is the Ellie Drake six-week Connecting and Collecting with Ease teleconference. I am honored and privileged to have all of you on the call. I want to congratulate you for your desire and for your commitment to want to be not only an agent of change in your life, in your family's life and beyond, but also for wanting to learn skills that will assist you to connect better with your prospects, with the people that may become your potential business partners and friends in the future. Let's go ahead and get these calls started. Basically, you have registered for a six-week teleconference that the essence of which is connecting with ease. Now, why do I say ease? I say ease because over the last 10 years in this industry, in the industry of home-based business, direct sales, and network marketing, I have developed a style that when I was doing so, I thought it only fit for me. But as I went forward, I realized that it was assisting a lot of people in my own teams in the past, and now as a generic speaker in the industry, also a style that is connecting with a lot of other people and assisting them to bring a lot of people into their businesses. So in my opinion, in my humble opinion, connecting with ease is a style that's very effective. It's infused, obviously, with ease. It is not aggressive. For those of you who know me, you know that I'm not an aggressive type of person, although I am bold, and I'll be teaching you that style as well. But really, this is a style that has assisted me to have a lot of success in the past, and I'll give you a couple of examples. In the past 10 years, as I've been in this industry, I've become the top recruiter, prospector, or in my own words, the top connector in the company. And you know, the top connector and collector in the companies I was involved with. And you know, when I say collecting, I don't mean collecting money only, although yes, that's an outcome as well. But I mean collecting decisions and putting people into my pipeline and adding them to that pipeline. And I've had many successes, and I've had weeks where I have brought 10 people into this business consistently. And I've also, the biggest numbers I've done is to bring 100 personally sponsored people in a little over 5 weeks into this business. So I'll be sharing those with you. Now, when I share with you these numbers, one of the first things I want you to be aware of is don't compare. I want you to be inspired, but don't compare yourself with, wow, how did Ellie do that, and what is it going to take for me to be able to do that? No, not at all. Do not compare yourself. Do not criticize. Do not analyze. But really be inspired and say to yourself, not only am I going to be able to have those types of results if I choose to or when I choose to, but really to look at it, even if you have a fraction of this type of result in your business, this will be the beginning of momentum. And I live by the principle that says when you get there, you'll see further. So let's go ahead and get this call started. You know, I wanted to share with you on this first call what the flow of connecting is. But before I do so, I know many of you are ready. You have a pen and plenty of paper in front of you. And although feel free to do whatever it is that you require and you like when it comes to, you know, taking notes, but I want you to know not only are we going to have the transcriptions of these calls available, but audio material available as well. So what I would recommend is for you to sit there, yes, with a pen and paper in your hand, and take notes, but the ones that you feel really are essential and are what I call triggers to remind you of what we have talked about. And really be in the moment as much as possible. Listen, and I'll be going over a lot of information. One of the things I do not want you to feel is I don't want you to be overwhelmed. Because the moment you get overwhelmed, then you get into your brain and then you end up procrastinating and not using the information. Remember, this is the type of information I've mastered over years, and although it's not going to take you years to master this, because I'll be shortening your learning curve, but I also want you to know that you perhaps should not be striving to learn this material overnight either. This is not a matter of perfection, it is a matter of practice. The more you practice this material, the more you'll be able to implement it with ease, and the better results you'll have. Okay. Let's go ahead and talk about the flow of connecting. Here is the flow of connecting, and feel free to write these words or these phrases down. Number one, intra-connection. Intra-connection. What does that mean? That means connection of you to yourself, connection within. This is the very first step in the flow of connecting, intra-connection. The second step in the flow of connecting is diagnose. It's very important for you to realize that as a prospector, as a connector, you're like a doctor. You're like a prospecting doctor, a connecting doctor. And if you go to a doctor and the doctor asks you to sit down and without him or her diagnosing you, finding out what your challenge is, what your area of dis-ease or disease is, and if this doctor went ahead and gave you a prescription without even talking with you and diagnosing you, chances are you'd be walking outside of his or her clinic and you'd say, wait a minute, They didn't even find out what the challenge was, and chances are you will not be filling that prescription, and I recommend being a doctor myself that you don't fill that prescription if your problem, your challenge, your pain did not get diagnosed to your satisfaction. So that's the second step, which is diagnose. The third step is transition. Now, transition is very important. I want you to go back to the step number two, and in front of diagnose, put a star and write pain. And you can put a slash there and also write sadness. Your job as the connector, as someone who will be diagnosing the pain of your prospect or your potential business partner, is to find out their pain or their sadness. And let me share with you a little bit on this. Over the last 10 years, and as I've shared with you already, I've signed up many people, I've brought a lot of people into this business, and I can boldly say that I have never brought someone into this business, into our industry, who's had all the pleasure in the world. Every person that I have connected with and I have brought into our business has had a level or a degree of pain. Now, the degree of pain doesn't really matter. The fact is you have to diagnose that pain. You have to elicit that emotion within them that causes the pain. One person's pain may be that they're driving 45 minutes a day to go to work every day. Another person's pain may be that they have no time to spend with their family and, you know, they leave when their children are still asleep and they come back when they're already sleeping again. So the degree of pain does not matter, but your job as the prospecting doctor is to diagnose that pain, whatever that pain may be. Now, when you go to transition, which I've already shared with you, which is the third step, your job is to bring them out of the pain and take them toward pleasure. Your job is to bring them out of the sadness and to take them toward hope. So put a star right next to transition and write sadness to hope or pain to pleasure. Okay. The fourth step in the connecting flow is prescribe. And, of course, you know what that means. And I want you to put a star right next to that and write the word solution right there. Your job is then to offer them the solution. And guess what? Since you have diagnosed them already, you'll be offering them the solution based on their needs and requirements. If you were not to diagnose them, you'd be prescribing to them based on your needs and requirements. And not only will this be subconsciously communicated all the time, but sometimes it may also get communicated consciously. So the person whom you're talking with may say, wow, they're just giving me a solution and I can feel they're selling me. They're just telling me something based on what it is they want. They have not validated me. They have not connected with me. And they'll feel that most often subconsciously and sometimes even consciously. Then the next step in this flow is follow up and follow through. Follow up and follow through. We'll be talking about that during the next calls as we get together. Then the last step in this flow is collecting a decision. And that's what I mean by connecting and collecting. So the last step is collecting a decision. So on this call, we'll be talking about the first step, which is intra-connection. During our next call, we'll be talking about diagnosing. How do you diagnose? What do you say? What do you look for? What do you ask? What type of questions do you ask? What are the quality of those questions? And we'll be talking about those during our next call. During our third call, we'll be talking about transitioning them. On another call, we'll be talking about prescribing them or prescribing to them. On a later call, we'll be talking about following up and following through, which is the process of closing them, bringing them into the business or collecting a decision. And on our last call, we'll be talking about some bonuses. You know, the cake will be made, and then I'll give you some icing for the cake. Perhaps we'll be talking about different personality levels and how you can enhance your connecting abilities and skills by bringing in a few
bonuses that will assist you to even connect a little bit deeper based on the personalities of the prospects you'll be talking with. So my intention for our calls together is to really change your mindset and for you to realize that connecting with your prospect does not have to be a mechanical or mundane task. Because we're human beings, we're not mechanical and robotic ourselves, and so to want to do something that's entirely mechanical day after day after day will become boring, and I'm sure you've already felt that yourself. And for me, because I'd made a commitment to be successful in this industry, which meant I had to give it at least 2 years of my attention and intention, then if connecting was entirely mechanical, I knew that I'd probably be procrastinating. So I developed ways for me to really bring it out of being entirely mechanical to a way where it was more multidimensional, not so much black and white, but a bit more colorful. And it actually became more fun for me to be able to connect with my prospects this way. And so I'll be sharing those with you as well. So on this call, go back to the first step. I talked about intra-connection. What is intra-connection? The word intra means within. So intra-connection is your connection to yourself. And then the rest of the processes or the steps we've already talked about, starting from diagnose all the way down to collecting a decision, these have to do with interconnection, the connection between you and your potential business partner or your prospect. But it's very vital for you to understand the first step, which is intra-connection. It doesn't matter how much skill you have. It doesn't matter how much you know how to prospect, handle objections, ask the right questions. If you're not connected to yourself, and if you're projecting onto your prospect things that subconsciously are communicating a level which is an opposite level to leadership or certainty, then you're not going to be able to connect with them very well or effectively. And so this first step is very important for you to realize. This call today has to do with intra-connection, and I want you to know that what I'll be sharing with you during the next 60 minutes or 75 minutes is not that mechanical compared to our next five calls, meaning I won't be teaching you too many techniques today. I'll be setting us up with a foundation that is a requirement for us to get to the next level or to learn the information that I have to offer you next time. Okay, now what is intra-connection? I want you to write this word down, my purpose. Because I'm going to ask you not to make any calls until you know what your purpose is. I'm going to ask you not to do any business presentations until you know what your purpose is. Now, some of you may be saying, well, okay, then I'm not going to do anything for another 18 months because Ellie told me not to make any calls and not to do any business presentations until I know what my purpose is. And although I do appreciate that because that is coachability, but I want you to put that in perspective. What I said is don't do it until you know what your purpose is. And I'm striving to teach you that you can know what your purpose is by the end of this call. Therefore, you could be making calls from tomorrow. So what is your purpose? What is the reason why you are on these calls? What is the reason why you're listening to this audio program? What is the reason why you're an entrepreneur? What is the reason why you invest in yourself? What is the reason why you're attempting and striving to connect with other people? Because if I were to open up this call and ask you what your reason is, and if you couldn't tell me that within 3 or 5 seconds, then I'll share with you that you are coming from what I call a Swiss cheese vision. And when you come from a Swiss cheese vision, although I love the way it tastes, but when you come from a Swiss cheese vision has holes in it. And if you don't know what your purpose is, then you'll be communicating lack, you'll be communicating a sense of uncertainty, and that will be projected onto other people, which means you'll be attracting situations, people, and circumstances to fulfill your already existing level of uncertainty rather than fulfilling your certainty. So it's important for you to know what your purpose is. Now, people ask me, well, I don't know what my purpose is, Ellie. You know, how do you find out what your purpose is? When is the time you found out what your purpose was? And this is what I want to share with you, that some of you on this call may know, you know what, I know my purpose is to do this for the rest of my life or to do that for the rest of my life. But what I want to share with you is this. If you don't know what your ultimate purpose is, that's okay. Take a breath. Relax your shoulders. Sit upright. It's okay if you don't know what your purpose is. I want you to go ahead and choose a purpose for the next year or 2 years of your life. Go ahead and choose. You were given a brain, a heart, and a soul, and it is your choice, it is your understanding, it is your choice to go ahead and have a purpose. So choose your purpose. What is your mission for the next 2 years? And by the end of this call, or by the end of tonight, I want you to know what that is for yourself. And write it down. Whether it's one sentence or two sentences, that's okay. Keep it shorter than, you know, a paragraph. And go ahead and write a sentence or two as far as what your purpose and what your mission is. Okay. Now, I also want you to write down what your next 90-day goals are. Now, I know the word goals makes us, as human beings, go into a state of fight or... The word goals, as human beings, makes us go into a state of fight or flight. Because we have set goals in the past and we haven't reached them. And therefore, because we've set goals in the past and we haven't reached them, we have a level of resistance when it comes to setting goals. But I want you to relax, because it really is very effective for you to set goals. Chances are that you haven't set goals in the right way or in the correct manner in the past. So let me give you an example of a correct way to set goals. Since this is a connecting call, and since many of you will be prospecting either warm market or cold market, and it doesn't matter which type of market you'll be prospecting, you could be prospecting warm, cold, you know, freezing market, frozen market, flea market, it doesn't matter. But it's important for you to set goals. Could you set a goal to sign up 3 to 5 people at the end of the month? And some of you listening are saying, yeah, sure. You're nodding. You're saying, yeah, sure. Could you be setting a goal, let's change the goal a little bit, as far as setting a goal to lose or to release 10 pounds by the end of 60 days? And some of you are nodding and saying, yes, of course. And this is exactly how I felt, but I've realized that that is not the right way of setting goals. Rather than saying I want to sign up 3 to 5 people at the end of the month, I want you to change that and say I want to connect with 3 to 5 people a day. Instead of saying I want to lose 10 pounds at the end of 90 days or 60 days, I want you to change that and say my goal is to walk 30 minutes a day, 5 days a week. So a goal is something you must have control over, and this is really one of the only times I like to use the word control, because I've realized that I want to let go of the concept of control, and interestingly enough, the more I let go of control, the more I realize that I have a better grip on my life. But this is one of the only times I like you to know that you have to be able to manage your goals, or in other words, have control over them. So you have no control over signing up 3 to 5 people at the end of the month. However, you can manage connecting with 3 to 5 people a day if you chose to. Because you could be on the phone, you could do a business presentation, and you know what, if it's 12 o'clock at night and you've connected with 2 people instead of 3, you could always go to a 24-hour grocery store and connect to the third one. So the point is, you can manage it, you can control it. You may not be able to control losing 10 pounds at the end of the month. However, at 11 o'clock at night, you can still put on your sneakers and go for a 30-minute walk. So it's important for you to realize that when you set goals this way, one of the things you'll notice is at the end of the day, you feel like you have accomplished something. Because if your goal is to sign up 3 to 5 people at the end of the month, and let's say by day 20 you've signed up 2, it's been 20 days that you felt like you haven't accomplished your goal, therefore subconsciously you have been setting yourself up for failure. You haven't really been getting that feeling of endorphin or serotonin that you feel inside of your body and in your mind when it comes to accomplishing a goal. But if your goal is to connect to 3 to 5 people and you've done that in one day, then you feel like you've accomplished results. So you'll be setting yourself up for success that way. So going back to what I was sharing with you, what are your next 90-day goals? Also, I'd like you to go ahead and set your next 2-year goals. Now, these are not engraved in stone because you have the choice to change your mind. And once again, when you get there, you'll see further. But why am I sharing this with you? Why is this important? Are your prospects going to know your purpose, your goals, your 90-day, your 2-year goals? Mm-mm. They're not going to know them consciously because you may not be sharing them with them. And you know what? You probably should not be sharing it with them anyway. But they will know it subconsciously, my friend. They will know it subconsciously. Because to set your purpose, to have a clear vision, to set your 90-day goals, to set your 2-year goals will raise your level of certainty. And I always say, and I live by this principle, that when your level of certainty far exceeds your prospect's doubt, that's when they're going to follow you. And do you know that your level of certainty has nothing to do with how much money you've made, what pin level you're at, what type of accomplishments externally you've had? Your level of certainty has to do with your sense of purpose, with your vision, and with your goals, and how much belief you have in yourself when it comes to accomplishing those, and how enthusiastic you are. It goes back to what Emerson shared with us. And that is that who you are thunders so loudly, I can't hear what you say. So what I've shared with you so far as your intra-connection contributes to your thunder. And that gets projected onto your prospects subconsciously. Okay. Now, let me go ahead and share with you a little bit about enthusiasm. Because when I first joined this business, one of the things I thought was, wow, I'm really not an enthusiastic person because I'm really not a bubbly type of individual to be jumping up and down and sharing all the good things in my life with everyone. And so I thought, you know, we may have a challenge in this industry because I'm really not, in my nature, I'm really not that enthusiastic. I was actually confusing enthusiasm with something else. And I'll share that with you in just a second. And, you know, I've realized that in life in general, and certainly in this business as well, you don't want to become like anyone else. You just want to become like more of who you already are. Because your prospects are going to connect with you, with your own unique style, with your own unique energy, not with the fact that you sound like someone else. So if you're really not that enthusiastic, I want you to listen to this because I was making a mistake. And, you know, I want you to imagine a kettle. And a kettle is on the stove, and you turn on the heat, and then the water starts boiling. The lid is on. And then after a while, after the water is boiling, actually rather quickly, you'll hear actually the sound of the water, or the sound of the steam, which is a steady stream of steam coming out of the little hole out of that kettle. But if you take the lid off, you'll see that there's a whole lot more happening on the inside. So as you go forward to build your business, I want you to turn up the heat and have the boiling be occurring inside of you, but let the stream of steam come out consistently on its own, and you don't even have to do anything for that to come out. It'll be naturally coming out, but don't take the lid off. Meaning when you're on the phone with your prospect, I don't want you to take the lid off and really just contribute and project onto them this huge level of excitement and enthusiasm, because you may think that's an asset, but it may end up getting in the way because your prospect will say, wow, they're so enthusiastic and so excited and so bubbly that I'm feeling it, you know, in the words and in everything they say, but I'm really not like that. So that may end up getting in your way. But if you allow yourself to have the little stream of steam coming out consistently, that will be projected onto them subconsciously, and that will be an asset. Okay, now here's another thing I want you to really understand, which is a huge part of your ability to connect with ease. The ease part of this formula is very much related to this next principle. And that is that when it comes to connecting with ease, when it comes to connecting with your prospects, whether your prospects are on the phone 3,000 miles away or in front of you, whether you know them or you don't know them, it's very important for you to realize this, and this is the principle of soul to soul. I want you to really pay attention to this, because if you're treating your prospects or your potential business partners as just a lead or just a prospect or just someone you're calling to see if they're interested, that too will come across subconsciously. So look at them or communicate to them soul to soul rather than role to role. Understand that whatever their personality is, whatever they sound like, whatever they say, what their attitude is, that is just the tip of the iceberg of who they are, and certainly the tip of the iceberg of who you are. You want to be able to connect with them soul to soul rather than role to role. Now, you may say, well, how do I do that? Because a lot of prospects don't even listen to that. I mean, what do I say to them? Mr. or Mrs. Prospect, I'm going to connect with you soul to soul, so let's do it together. No, no, no. You don't even require their cooperation in this formula. All you require is you knowing that you are looking, you are talking with a person who is another individual who may sound different, who may have an attitude, who may even hang up the phone, who may even say something that's rude, but you know what? Play the understanding game. They may have something happening in their life, and you know what? As long as you do not look for situations to be offended by, then you can always look soul to soul rather than role to role. And this, too, will be projected onto them subconsciously. They'll know it. They'll feel it. And even though they may not be able to repeat it or tell you what it is they felt consciously, but believe that, they will be feeling it subconsciously. So don't forget that it's important for you also not to look for situations to be offended by. Okay, another principle we're going to talk about right now is the principle of humble and bold. I want you to realize that in this industry and in life in general, posture means this. And you know what? It may not mean this when it comes to prospecting or the traditional way of prospecting or other types of prospecting, but you have chosen to subscribe to a principle or to a way of prospecting that has to do with ease. And if you want to be able to connect with your prospects with ease, then it's vital for you to understand this next part as well, which has to do with your posture. Now, when it comes to connecting with ease, posture has two parts. It has an internal part and an external part. The internal part of posture has to do with being humble. The external part of posture has to do with being bold. So, in essence, you're humble on the inside. You know what your intention is. You know you're going to assist them. You know you're going to be there for them if they require your assistance. And if you don't know how to, you know that you can be connecting them with someone else who knows how to answer their question or assist them in that particular manner. You know your company is good. You know your products and services are fabulous. You're humble on the inside. And in addition to that, you must allow yourself to be bold on the outside, which means you must ask for what it is you want. But if you ask for what it is you want without you being humble on the inside, that may bring up their guard. And that may be outside of the scope of connecting with ease. But within the scope of connecting with ease, it's required that you be humble on the inside and bold on the outside. So you ask for what it is that you want, and you know that if you don't get it, it wasn't meant to be, and that which does not kill you will only make you stronger. You trust in the fact that you are a resilient human being. And it doesn't matter what they say, since you are looking at them soul to soul, and since you're not looking for situations to be offended by, then you can just go forward. As a matter of fact, to be bold on the outside will make you very strong. It will go ahead and exercise your objection muscle, your rejection muscle. And in order for you to connect with people with ease, you require to have a pretty strong objection and rejection muscle, which comes eventually with practice. Remember, it's not a matter of perfection. It's a matter of practice. Now, we talked about intention. I brought the word intention. One of the things that's very important for you to realize is this. What is your intent when you pick up the phone? Now, we know what your purpose is. That has to do with your intra-connection. But after that and beyond that, what is your intent? And I've done this, you know, when I've been at seminars and we've had hundreds of people in the audience, I ask, now, what's your intention when you call someone? What's your intention when you do a business presentation in person? And I get things like, well, my intention is to connect with them. My intention is to show them a business opportunity. My intention is to be their friend. My intention is to find out what their pain is. And although those are all great answers, but they're not complete, your intention must be this. My intention is to connect with them and to bring them into my business and develop a partnership with them. Or my intention is to simply sign them up. That has to be your intention, because if that's not in your intention, then, and your intention, let's say, is to just share the business with them, then you'll have a whole pipeline of people that have seen the business, but they're not making a decision because your intention to begin with was not to sign them up. So it's important for you to set the correct intention. But we'll be talking about that in just a second, and that is that I want you to really be aware of this. Although your intention is to sign them up or to create a business partner, but I want you to be aware of this. Just because that's your intention, it doesn't mean you have to become attached to that. So if you can set an intention to create a business partnership or to sign them up without getting attached to the outcome, that's when you'll be succeeding in this business. That's when you'll be connecting with ease. I remember in this industry, I'd be signing up a lot of people and sometimes, you know, 10 people a week consistently. And the president of our company would usually ask me to train on conference calls with the people on my team and beyond. And one of the things I started sharing, which I didn't even feel it had that much importance, but I started sharing this and realized that people loved it and they were learning so much from it. And that was that my intention is, of course, to create a business partnership, or in simple words, to sign them up. And that when I'm on the phone with them, or even in a business, in a live business presentation, I have a pen in my hand, and my intention is to start writing the information down. What address would you like your checks to be sent to? And get the information to basically start their business. But if they say no, or that they have to think about it, because I'm not attached to it, because I am very much detached from it, it doesn't mean I'm going to throw the pen out of the window and be all upset. Because if your intention is to sign them up and then you subconsciously are attached to that, I'll tell you right now, you'll be very frustrated and very much exhausted very shortly. So make sure you are detached. Okay. Now, one of the things I want to share with you here is this. It's important for you to realize that once again, when it comes to the concept of connecting with ease, that this has to do with emotion rather than logic. And although logic is an important part of it as well, but it's entirely, excuse me, the majority of it, not entirely, the majority of it has to do with emotion. And so it is your job to learn how to listen in a way where you get what it is that your prospect is feeling. Because if you get what it is they're thinking, and you think you got what it is they were thinking, chances are you're not going to be connecting with them. So your job is to connect with them in a way where you can feel what it is they're feeling. And we'll be talking about that in just a few minutes as well. One other thing here that's important for you to realize is this. For those of you who are going to use this information when it comes to leads or calling prospects, cold market prospects or leads on the phone, I want to share one last thing with you regarding leads. Let's say you're calling 50 leads. I want you to change the way you look at this And I want you to, rather than focusing on how many leads you're calling, lead number one, let me dial, lead number two, let me dial, I want you to focus on the space in between the leads. So what's the difference? Let's say you have 50 leads. You start calling lead number one. And lead number one is not there, and you go, okay, lead number two. Lead number two is not there. And, you know, in this industry, we always say, let's go ahead and, you know, make our calls, and we use the concept of smiling and dialing. So if you are focusing on the leads, then you're calling your leads, and let's say your lead is not there. And all of a sudden, they're not there, and you get all upset because they're not there, and then you go to lead number 10, and you're now so upset that not only are you not smiling and dialing, you just end up dialing, but then by the time lead number 20 doesn't pick up the phone, you're not even dialing, you're angry and dialing. So the concept just changes so dramatically and so quickly, and then you get so frustrated, and then when it comes to calling your leads tomorrow, you don't want to do it. So rather than focusing on the leads, strive to focus on the space in between the leads. What do I mean by that? Pick up the phone, make your first call. Whether the lead is there or not there, it doesn't matter. When you hang up the phone, I want you to take about 3 to 5 seconds. Now, if you take about an hour and a half, then you weren't listening. But I want you to take about 3 to 5 seconds and go back to the beginning of this call. We talked about interconnection. What's your purpose? Go ahead and take a breath and just connect or reconnect to your purpose. And you can do that very quickly. My purpose is. And then go ahead and look at your goals. My goals are. Take another breath. And some of the things that will assist you, for instance, is to look at the picture of your family. That will subconsciously trigger a sense of family, a sense of purpose. Or you can look at a picture of a, you know, scenery that you like, somewhere on the beach, somewhere in Hawaii. So basically trigger your subconscious mind with something that will assist you tremendously, and you can do that in the space in between the leads. So at the end of 50 leads, not only have you not focused on the 50 calls, which may have frustrated you, but you're focused on 50 spaces. And then because during those spaces you were focusing on your purpose, you're looking at a picture of your family, you're looking at a nice scenery, you're taking a breath, you were nourishing yourself, which means, number one, you didn't get frustrated as you went on. And number two, this type of breath, this type of relaxation for just 3 to 5 seconds, this type of reconnecting back to your purpose also gets projected onto your next prospect after you call them, or when you call them, or as you call them. And then you'll communicate what we've already talked about, which is your certainty will be far exceeding their doubt. And when your certainty far exceeds their doubt, that's when they're going to be joining you. So that's very important as well. Okay, now, I want to go ahead and talk about one other part on this call tonight. This is very important for you to realize, which has to do with interconnection, and it has to do with your ability to listen. It has to do with the art of listening. I must share this with you now, because during the next 5 calls, if you don't know what the art of listening is all about, if you're really not in the moment to listen to your prospects, then you're not going to be very effective when it comes to connecting with ease. So now we're going to be talking about the art of listening. And, you know, we've gone to school, we've learned how to walk, we've learned how to talk, we've learned how to write, but we really haven't learned how to listen. And listening is one of the very, very vital aspects of this business, and definitely when it comes to connecting with ease. So let's talk about the art of listening. One of the things you want to pay attention to is this: listen to what they mean, not what they say, or not the only thing they say, or not just what they say. Listen to what they mean. And now, what does that mean? When you listen to what they mean, you listen to how they feel when they say what they say. Another aspect is, listen without trying to figure out what to say next. this is huge because we listen, and as we are listening, we're always thinking about what to say next. And if we have a script in front of us, we're looking at the next thing, the next line on the script, and we're really not in the moment to listen. And if we don't have a script, then we're worried about, oh, I don't have a script, and what am I going to say next? Or, you know, well, forget about a script, but I'm still thinking about what it is I have to say next. And this gets you out of the art of listening. The other thing you want to pay attention to is listen without interrupting. And I know for some of us this is going to be practice, but practice this not only with your prospects, but start tonight. Practice this with your family. At first they may think that you're tricking them. You're not talking, you're not interrupting, but this is so important when it comes to listening to your prospect. And all of this, by the way, the majority of what I'm sharing with you tonight has to do with subconscious communication. You may interrupt someone, and this person may not even notice it, and they may go, yeah, yeah, you're right. And then you may interrupt them, and they go, yeah, exactly. But subconsciously, they're going, I'm not being heard. I'm not being validated. This person is really not a good listener. Therefore, that diminishes from your level of certainty. Okay, the next thing you want to pay attention to when it comes to listening is listen without telling about your own side of the story. This is so important. Listen without telling about your side of the story. Let me give you an example. I've heard this thousands of times. We could be on a call and a prospect can say something to trigger something that may be happening inside of our own life. Let's say the prospect says, yeah, I'm looking to get a business started because my daughter is getting married in 3 months and I'd like to be able to be in a position to assist her with her wedding. And then you say, oh, wow, you know, my daughter just got married 2 months ago. This has to do with you telling them about your side of the story. And although they may say, oh, really, that's great. And you may think, oh, wow, we're connecting because both our daughters just got married or are getting married. But subconsciously, you're not connecting because you told them about your own side of the story, which means you were not in the moment listening and they know that. Or, nurse, and I don't want to be doing that anymore. I want to be opening my own business. I want to be starting my own enterprise. And then you say, oh, great, my wife was a nurse. And you say, wow, we're connecting because, you know, we have something in common, but you're not connecting. You've just interrupted them. Or even if you didn't interrupt them, you told them something that has nothing to do with them. Imagine going to a doctor and telling a doctor, I've got a headache. And the doctor says, oh, I know, I had a headache yesterday. No, they don't say that. The doctor listens to your side of the story, striving to diagnose that. So it's important for you to realize that do not bring your own side into it. It doesn't matter how tempting it may get, still do not do it. Okay. Another part of listening is listen with your intuition. And I'll be talking to you more about this tonight, but it's so important for you to realize what it is to listen with your intuition. And for those of you gentlemen who are listening to this call, listening with intuition is not only reserved for women. We all have intuitive abilities, and listening to your intuition is basically listening with your right brain and picking up on what it is they're feeling rather than listening with your left brain and just thinking what it is you got from what it is you thought they said, which is really not the reality. So listen with your intuition. I'll be talking with you more on this. By the way, when you listen with your intuition, you're listening with your heart, not just with your brain. You're listening once again to what it is they're feeling. But I want you to be aware of this, because as human beings, when we listen to someone with our heart, we can have a tendency to pick up their burden or pick up their challenges as our own burden. And listening intuitively is empathic listening, not sympathetic listening. It's not effective to take on anybody else's burden, because that will not assist them and it will not assist you. Remember this, you can never be sick enough to heal someone else. You can never be poor enough to make someone else rich. So listen empathically, which means be there for them, listen, but make a choice, have an intention not to take on the burden. That's called empathic listening. Okay. Now, let's go on to the next part when it comes to listening, and that is when you listen to them, and then you can bring a sentence, or you can create a sentence that starts with a phrase or a few words, and I'll be sharing those with you. But when you do that, then this validates them. This gives them what I call emotional air. This tells them, yes, I was there, I was listening to you, and is this what you said? And you can start a sentence with this, something like, I can sense that, and then you can fill in the blank. Or I can see that, or I can see how you would be, fill in the blank. Or you can say, if I'm hearing you correctly, what you are communicating with me is that, you can fill in the blank. Or you can say, let me see if I understand you correctly. Are you saying that? And then you can fill in the blank. It's so important for you to be able to do this, but the only way to do this is for you to be tapping into the art of listening. Do you know, this is really, really amazing information, do you know that when we're talking to someone, and specifically in this industry, when we're talking to our prospects, 40% of the time, we are thinking about what to say next. Then another 40% of the time, we're waiting for a gap to say what we want to say as a response, which means we're not in the moment listening because we're waiting. And most often it gets us frustrated because we're subconsciously saying, I want to say, you stop saying what you're saying so I can say what it is I want to say. And then 10% of the time we listen, and then the last 10% we judge what we thought we heard. Which means we are not only judging ourselves because we're saying, well, I don't know, is that what I heard? Am I right? Do I trust myself enough to really know that's what I heard? And the other half of it is we're judging them for what it is they said. Which means you're not in the moment enough at all. I mean, you get it on when it comes to getting an A, B, C, or D, you're getting an F when it comes to listening. And it's so important for you to realize that once again when it comes to connecting with ease. So the art of listening within the scope of connecting with ease says that you must ask, then you must listen. Then you must ask, and then you must listen, and then you can speak. So hear the order. Ask, listen, speak. And also listen with the intent to understand, not with the intent to reply. Are you with me? Listen with the intent to understand, not with the intent to reply, which means most of the people in this industry are connecting the wrong way. No wonder we are struggling, because we are listening with the intent to reply, because we think we should. Okay, now, some more information on listening. In listening, it's important that you're in the moment. In listening, it's important that you're accepting. In listening, it's important that you take yourself out of the equation. It's important that you see how they feel. It's important that you trust your intuition. And it's important that you tell them what you feel you heard from them. Now, do this in your own words. Be genuine. This is not a tool. It's not even just a mechanical skill. Really, this type of listening, this type of empathic listening is a way of being. And you may be saying, wow, Ellie, you're taking so long talking about listening. And I'll say, I can appreciate that, my friend. Yet do you know that the majority of the people that I've sponsored in this business, I have sponsored and I've done so because I have been listening. And listening is more important than talking in life in general, and certainly when it comes to this business. Because when you listen, you subconsciously say to them, I'm here for you. Now, I want to go ahead and give you an example of listening. I want to go ahead and give you an example of empathic listening, to be more specific. Okay, let's say that your son comes home from school. Let's say you are a father, and your 16-year-old son comes home from high school. And you're doing something in the garage, and your son gets home, and he parks the car, and he comes right there to you, and he says, Dad, you know, I got to talk to you about something. You know, I don't know that I'm really getting anything out of school. I mean, do my teachers even know what it is they're talking about? I really don't understand that it's like all theory, and then I have to go to school after this, go to years of college, invest all that money to get out there and not be able to get a job. And I'm really looking at my life, and I'm thinking maybe I shouldn't be going to school. I mean, my friend Adam, he just quit school a week ago, and he went and got a job at a, you know, pizza place or a mechanic shop. And do you know he's making more money than even, you know, some of the people I know? And do you know he's actually happy, he doesn't have to study, and he's making money, he's saving for his brand new car. And so your son keeps, and then your son says, but, you know, I don't know. I mean, do I really have to go to school? I mean, what's this all about? And then your son stops. And then, you know, you're waiting to reply, and you probably were not even listening because you got into your brain and into your head, and you're thinking, wow, I cannot believe he's telling me this. And then you say something like this. You say, son, I can't believe you said that. Haven't your mom and I been teaching you about education all of your life? Haven't we told you you have to go to school? I don't want to ever hear you say things like that again. And then your son's going to go, okay, Dad. And he's going to turn around, and if he's a really good son, he's just going to turn away, and he's going to walk away, and he's going to think to himself, or he's going to feel, you know, he never understands me. He doesn't listen to me, or subconsciously, he's going to be saying, you know what, he doesn't give me that emotional air. He doesn't validate me, and you know what, I'm just going to say, okay, I got you, but deep down, on an intuitive level, on a deep subconscious level, I don't know, I mean, he doesn't really understand me. Which is the way your prospects may feel if you're not listening to them empathically. Or what else are you going to say? Are you going to try to fix? Are you going to say, well, son, what is it we have to do? Can we get you more tutors? I mean, what school do you want? Do you want more allowance, you know, on a weekly basis? Do you want a brand new car? Are you going to try to fix it? Because that doesn't work either. Or are you going to judge and say something like, well, who's Adam anyway? I don't want you to talk to Adam anymore. Well, what are you going to say? Because that's the way you have to respond to your prospects. So if you were listening to him and you were listening with what I call your inner ears, not just your ears, and your inner ears is like your intuition, your heart, or you can even say it's like listening with your eyes. And it doesn't matter whether the person is in front of you or 3,000 miles away, you are listening in a way where it's almost like you were in front of them. You were seeing what it is they were feeling. So if you're listening to your son with your inner ears, you could pick up on the fact that he is confused, isn't he? And so rather than trying to fix, rather than getting the burden on your shoulders, rather than judging, rather than doing any of those things, what you want to do is say this simple sentence. Son, I can sense you're confused. Period. Not, son, I can sense you're confused, and what is it I can do for you? Not, son, I can sense you're confused, and how can I fix you? Not, son, I can sense you're confused, and I can't believe you just told me that really upset me. Just this, son, I can sense you're confused, period. You're picking up on the feeling. And then your son probably will say something like, yes, I am, Dad, because, and then he'll go ahead and tell you another 2 minutes or 1 minute or whatever worth of information, which means on a subconscious level, he's handling his own objection. Now, let's say at the end of the conversation, he feels good, you know, on a subconscious level, he's going, you know what, Dad, listen to me. He really felt what it is I was saying. He validated me. And then at the end of the conversation, let's say he says something like this, Dad, don't tell Mom I told you this. Now, what are you going to say? If you're just listening with your ears, you're going to say, well, son, your mom and I don't keep anything from one another. Or, son, why do you ask that? Or, I can't believe you want me not to do that. I mean, why? But if you're listening with your inner ears, with your heart, with your intuition, with your eyes, you're feeling the way he's feeling, or you're picking up on his feeling, you'll realize that he is embarrassed, and he doesn't want to hurt his mom's feelings. Dad, don't tell Mom I told you this. Pick up on that feeling right now. He's embarrassed. So then what you can say is this. Son, I can see you're embarrassed and you don't want to hurt your mom's feelings. Period. And then he's going to say, yeah, Dad, because the last time I told her, and then he'll give another 1 minute or 30 seconds worth of information, and chances are that at the end of this he may say something like, don't worry about it, Dad, I'll tell her myself. So with the way you are listening, you're assisting them to follow you, but this is how you're doing it. See, in this industry, we stand on the other end of the phone or even in a business presentation, and we are subconsciously striving to pull our prospect. Come on with me, come with me, come into my world. Let me pull you. Let me carry you on my shoulders. Let me push you. Let me put you on a bike. And so we're striving to do this, but we're really not doing it correctly. What you have to do is you must walk into their world, give them that emotional air, allow them to understand subconsciously that they have been accepted and validated, that you have not judged because you've been in the moment enough to listen to them, and then you walk out of their world into your world. So let me give you an example of that, walking out of their world into your world. Let's say you call a prospect on the phone, and let's say this is a lead, and the prospect picks up the phone, and let's say the prospect is an A personality, which is a dominant personality, doesn't matter, man or woman. Let's just choose a male dominant personality prospect on the phone. And let's say you say to them, my name is Ellie Drake, I'm calling you because you requested information and all the things you say. And then let's say he cuts you off right in the middle and he says, what's this about? Tell me right now. I don't have time for anything. Just tell me right now. Now, you have a few choices. You can go into the state of fight or flight, and you can go, oh, my goodness, let me stop breathing. Let me bring my shoulders up so that they can hit my earlobes. Let me really tense my muscles because this is not the type of prospect I like talking with. So let me hang up the phone, and then let me not make any calls for the next 30 days. Or you can say, well, if you're good, you can say something like, well, okay, well, can I tell you about my business? And then he'll say, no, you can't, because I already told you I don't have time. Because you didn't come, you got intimidated, and subconsciously this dominant personality individual felt that you got intimidated, and therefore he doesn't subconsciously respect you. So instead of that, if you're listening with your inner ears, you'll say something like this. You're listening with your heart. You're feeling the way he may be feeling, or you are picking up on his feeling. And you'll pick up that he's a dominant personality. He's to the point. He's bottom line. And you know what? Remember that concept of soul to soul. This is when you can use that. That how he's talking to you, his personality is the tip of the iceberg of who he is. You can be looking on a deeper soul to soul level rather than a role to role level. So now that you're listening with your inner ears and you've been in the moment enough to listen and not to get intimidated or afraid, you can say something like this. I can appreciate that. I can sense that you're a bottom line type of individual. You require answers quickly and you make decisions quickly. Is that correct? And he'll say something like, yeah. And then subconsciously he'll be thinking, wow, this person understood me. They didn't get intimidated by me. They didn't get angry because I may have been coming from a level of anger myself. They understood me. So that's very important. Now they will subconsciously respect you. So now let me give you an example of walking out of their world because you've just gone into their world. Now walking out into your world. And so you can say something like this. You can say, for instance, Joe, if I can show you a way where you can see our information quickly and make a decision quickly as to if this is something that fits for you or not, would that be something you'd be excited about? And then he may say something like this, yeah, what you got? And then now you walk out of his world into your world and he'll follow you. And guess what? The system doesn't change. The way you show him the business doesn't change. The only thing that changed was you were in the moment enough to listen. You walked into his world and now he's walking back following you into your world. So in essence, this way of listening allows you to go into different prospects' world. And the only thing that changes is their world, not your system. So that's very vital when it comes to this business. And when you learn this, you'll realize that your whole connecting with your prospect will get a whole lot more effortless and infused with a lot of ease. Okay. Now, what you're going to say will come from listening to them, not from thinking about what it is you have to say. Are you with me? What you're going to say next will come from you listening to them, not from what it is you think you should be saying. As a matter of fact, your next response will come automatically, naturally, and effortlessly if you are in the moment enough to listen to them, because they will tell you in their response what your next question should be. This should make all of you just jump and scream and say, wow, really, Ellie? You mean to tell me I don't have to be thinking about what to say next? As long as I'm really listening to them, they can tell me what it is they want me to ask them? Absolutely. And so now imagine this. When you have the type of skill I'm going to be teaching you over the next 6 weeks, you're going to know what it is you want to say, but really you're still in the moment enough that your next response will be coming from their response to your question, or your next question will be coming from the essence of their previous response. So it's very important for you to also know that. Remember this: the degree that a person will cooperate with change is exactly dependent upon their clarity on what their pain is. Not the degree of the pain. It doesn't matter what the degree of the pain is. It is the degree of their clarity about their pain. So your job is to make them clear about their pain, which is going to be our next call. We're going to be talking about you diagnosing them. Now, how do you make it clear for them? You ask them the right questions. Now, how do you answer correctly, or how do you respond correctly to their questions? You listen. And this is how you make them clear about why they're looking for this business. When you tell, you are the least effective. When you ask, you are effective. And when you ask the right questions and let them tell you, that's when you are the most effective. Asking to find out what? You're asking questions. You're listening this way to find out their pain, to find out if they have a pain, to find out if they have a pain and maybe they don't want to do anything about it, to find out that they have a pain and that they want to do something about it. Which this last category, that they have a pain and that they want to do something about it, is the reason why they will be cooperating with change, which means they'll be cooperating with you as a result. Now, when you ask them these questions, you'll find out their current reality. And remember, everyone's current reality is because of what's been happening over the last 2 to 5 years of their life. The last 2 to 5 years of your life creates your current reality. So you'll be asking them questions about that. And then you'll be asking them questions about how it makes them feel to have this current reality. Then you'll be asking them questions about questions and giving them responses and cooperating with them and sharing with them so that they can find a solution that will enhance their present life, and you'll be finding out how this will affect their future. And then you'll find out how important is it for you to enhance your life. And then you'll be asking them questions about what is the alternative if you don't do so. So as you see, I am preparing you for what we'll be talking about next week. And if you really start looking at this essence, you'll realize that you'll be eliminating a lot of objections and certainly a great percentage of rejection or people saying no. Because you are setting them correctly, you're connecting with them with ease, you're listening to them, you're asking the right question, and you're eliciting that emotional response within them that makes them clear about their degree of pain and the reason why they should be taking your business opportunity as a serious way for them to enhance the quality of their life. This is about connecting with ease. Now, I'm going to open it up and see if you have any questions over the last 10 to 15 minutes. And Operator, are you with me?
Yes, I am.
Okay, fabulous. Are there any questions?
Okay. Our first question currently is coming from Alvin Clark. Alvin, please state your question.
Yes. Ellie, my question is, there's 3 to 4 months of the business where people are really looking to get into a business. During the other 8 to 9 months when it's stagnant, how do you continue to increase your business and increase the growth?
Okay. Now, Alvin, I appreciate that question. And one of the things I want to share with you is as we go on during the next you know, 6 weeks or the next 5 weeks, you'll actually get a whole lot more clear about this. And the question is really not about the call we did today, but I'm going to give you a little answer about it anyway. And that is that I want you to change the way you look at your business. That question alone is creating the reason why only 3 to 4 months of the business for you may be the bigger months. The fact is you have to change the way you look at your business. And although the months of September and October and November are huge months in our industry, but Alvin, I have built my business during all 12 months in this industry. And so I want you to change it and say, you know what? No. As a matter of fact, it's not just the 3 to 4 months that I have success in my business or that I bring people into my business or that people are looking. That people are looking during the 12 months. I want you to say an affirmation that people are looking from January till December. That out there are people that are looking for my opportunity from January till December. And when you change the way you look at your business, then your business changes. When you change the way you look at the months of the year, then they change. And so as we go along these calls, I'm going to be sharing some information with you, but really my answer for you tonight, Alvin, is by the time we get on to the next call, I want you to change the way you perceive your business, have a couple of affirmations and say, you know what, I've made a decision that my business grows during every month of every year.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Fabulous. Thank you for asking that question, Alvin. Do we have any other questions, operator?
Okay, currently there are no questions. Let me check. One moment, please. Let me get one. We have one question pending. Again, if there's any further questions, please hit star zero. An operator will ask you your name, and I'll call you in the order that I get you. One moment, please. Okay, our next question is coming from Steve Cohen. Steve, please state your question.
Hi, Ellie. This is Steve in Chicago.
Hey, Steve. Good to hear you. How are you?
Real good, thank you. My question is this. You have their pain on the initial call.
Yes.
And we all understand that people forget pain. That's why people have women have more than one child.
There you go. Okay.
How do you keep them in their pain between the first call and your appointment?
Okay, fabulous, Steve. That is a fabulous question. I'm glad you asked that. And the answer is you don't. You don't want them to be in their pain. And, you know, we're going to be talking about that during our next call when we go into the process of diagnose and transition. You don't want them to be in their pain after you've diagnosed them. As a matter of fact, during the third step, which is the process of transition, remember I said you bring them from pain to pleasure. As a matter of fact, you don't want to ask them to make a decision when they're in the pain or the sadness. Now, I want everyone to put this in perspective. When I say in their pain, we're not talking about your prospect sitting down and crying. We're just talking about really activating the reason for them. And once again, the pain could be that they just don't want to be, you know, traveling in traffic every day. So the degree of the pain doesn't matter. But, Steve, I'm going to be sharing with you with the way that I'm going to be teaching you over the next few weeks, and that is that once you find their pain during the diagnosis process, you want to bring them out of their pain during the transitional process. And I'll be sharing that with you. But I'm glad you asked that because you do not want them to be in the pain. You do not want them to make a decision while they're in the pain. You do not want to qualify them even when they're in their pain. And I'll be sharing that with you next week on our second and third calls.
Great. So you want to keep them in their hope.
Absolutely. You find their pain, and then you bring them into pleasure. You find their sadness, and then you bring them into hope. Absolutely.
Fantastic. How do you keep them in their hope?
How do you keep them in their hope? Now, that's another question probably on our fourth call. But I can see that you're very excited about making calls. So how you keep them in your hope from now until I share that with you on our third or fourth call is this. You bring up your level of enthusiasm. You bring up your level of inspiration because that gets projected onto them. And then automatically, subconsciously, naturally, and effortlessly, you'll be amplifying and activating their hope also. So for now, until I share with you ways to do that, is bring up your own level of hope, inspiration, and enthusiasm. How does that sound, Steve?
That sounds fantastic. Thank you so
much. Absolutely. Thanks for sharing that, Steve. Okay, operator, do we have any last questions? We have a couple of minutes left, and if you have one last question, I'll be able to answer that as well.
Okay, our next question is coming from Betty Keller.
Okay.
Betty, please state your question.
Hi, Betty, or hi, Ellie. Thanks for taking my question. What I wanted to know is how do you keep yourself from getting too attached to each prospect? You talk about getting detached.
Okay. Now, that's a very good question as well, Betty, and I'm glad you asked that. Let me ask you a question, Betty. Let's say you're holding a very hot piece of coal in your hand, and I say, Betty, that hurts. That's going to burn you. Let it go. What are you going to do?
Let it go.
Let it go, because it hurts, doesn't it? And how you let it go is by making one decision or by making a series of decisions over the next couple of weeks.
Okay.
How do you do that? How do you let go of the coal? One decision or 10 decisions?
One.
Okay, one. Because it's burning you, right?
Right.
So you just open up your arms and you just let it go. So you set, subconsciously, you set an intention to just let it go. So instead of trying to figure out how to be detached, what I'm sharing with you right now, Betty, is to make a decision to be detached. Because as a human being, you have a very strong intention. The fact is we haven't been using or exercising our intention, so we say, well, how do I do it? I don't exactly know how to let it go. I don't exactly know how to be detached, but the fact is, as long as I set that intention, that you know what, from today on, I am detached from my prospects. And then I'll get up tomorrow and say, you know what, today I am detached from the outcome. And then I'll get up on Thursday and I'll say, today I'm detached from the outcome. I set that intention, and I follow through with that intention for 24 hours. And then I'll get up in the morning and I'll set that intention again. When you do that, you will be exercising yourself subconsciously, and soon enough you'll just look and say, wow, you know what, I haven't even said that sentence, but maybe for the first 30 days or so. And look, I haven't even been attached to anything in my life, not prospects and nothing else.
Okay, thank you so much.
Absolutely, Betty. Thank you for asking that question. Great question. Okay. Do we have one last question, operator?
Yes.
Okay, I'll take one last question.
And that will be coming from Rick Walter.
Okay, Rick, how are you?
Hey, Ellie, this is Rick in Wisconsin. How are you tonight?
Doing great. Good to have you on the call, Rick.
Yeah, thanks a lot. Say, I really appreciate the info here. I'm thinking about this number one topic, the intraconnection.
Mm-hmm.
And definitely, you know, that's an art and a skill that, you know, we have to somehow is master to become more effective in attracting people.
Right.
And of course, you've got a lot of material that helps with that. For the new person, where do they start to get traction about that whole issue of really, you know, connecting with themselves? What would you recommend?
Yeah, and that's a good question also, Rick. And the fact is this, that, you know, you want to really understand that everyone who comes into this business will have their own learning curve. And some person may come in who has had an experience before in this industry or in this type of industry, and their learning curve may be shorter. Another person may come in who may have, you know, a 3-month learning curve. Now, the thing that's important for us to realize is this. Number one, give them room to grow. So a person comes in the business, they may not know as much as you or me. They may not really know how to connect with themselves. But the fact is that when they get on a conference call, when they listen to a CD, they start developing themselves, they'll start practicing that. So rather than focusing on how do I get them to really understand this concept today because they're new, just ask yourself this question. How do I get them to add to their knowledge one step at a time? How do I tell them to get on a conference call where they may get the information? How do I tell them to listen to a CD? How do I tell them to come to my next convention and my regional? And so your job, Rick, becomes not the trainer, not to be the trainer, not to be the person who's striving to teach them everything, who worries for them, who says, well, how do I teach you this? How are you going to learn about intraconnection and 1,000 other things? Your job is to be a connector and a promoter. Your job as someone in this industry is to be a connector. You connect with them using the process I'm teaching, and then you bring them into the business, and then your job is to be a promoter. So your person is new. Their name is Nancy. Hey, Nancy, there's a conference call tonight. You should come in this call. You should come to this call. You're going to get a lot of information. Nancy, by the way, we have a regional. We have a convention. We have a seminar. And so what you do is you basically – show them, you promote to them how to come in and start getting the information. But at the same time, you give them room to grow. You realize that it's a matter of practice. It's not a matter of perfection. And you know what? If they don't know how to interconnect to begin with, that's okay. Because I didn't know how to do it to begin with, Rick. I didn't know how to do many things to begin with in this industry. But the fact is that I was promoted to. My sponsors kept telling me to come in, and they kept by meaning to come in, to listen to conference calls, to go to seminars. And that added to my level of commitment. When your commitment is there, then that adds to your level of clarity. And then as you go forward, you'll learn a lot. So for now, I'd say your job is to learn this yourself, to implement it yourself, then to connect with people, then to promote with them, to promote to them so that they can be learning information a little bit at a time and then let go of the rest. And those that are willing to be here with you will be here with you. And not only are they going to learn about interconnection, but they're going to learn about a whole lot more as they go forward. But really the key is give them room to grow. And for now, just raise your own level of inspiration, your own level of skill, your own level of knowledge. And when you do that, you automatically take them with you as well.
Charlie, you're awesome. Thanks a lot.
Thanks for being here, Rick. Have a great evening.
You too.
Fabulous. Ladies and gentlemen, it's been awesome to have you on this call. I've really enjoyed sharing this with you. I want you to really reflect on what we've talked about, even if you take a couple of things about what you've listened to today, the art of listening, the art of interconnection. And when we get together next week for our next call, we're going to go ahead and I'm going to give you some more information. And, you know, the fact is that the transcriptions of these calls will be available. The audio program will be available. And as long as you stay on these calls, because when we're live, like you're on the call right now, you're going to get a whole lot more than you would get when you listen to a recording. So make a commitment to be on these calls live with me for the next 6 weeks. And I can promise you that if you make a commitment to be here, you will know a whole lot more about connecting. And guess what? This is the type of information that when you practice, it'll become knowledge, and then it becomes your knowledge, what you've learned, and then when you implement it, learning becomes earning. So then we go from connecting to collecting. So it's been awesome to be on this call with you. Have an awesome evening, a fantastic, outstanding week, and I look forward to connecting with all of you next Tuesday evening, same bat time, same bat channel. This is Ellie Drake signing off. Goodbye, everyone.
Good night, Ellie.
Good night, everyone.
Good night.